I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Dune 2 came out.
Did you see it?
No, but I keep seeing memes about it.
What are you someone was talk like about that?
Someone said they were like watching everybody watching Dune 2 with their significant others, and then it was just he was like, why did they hire like all of the most hot people to play the characters in this movie? Like was it a prerequisite that you have to be the sexiest person alive to get a role? I haven't seen it, and I don't
Who's in it? I know like Zendaya's in it and the main dude's still in it, but that's about all I know really.
Yeah, I know Zendaya and Timothy Chalamet. I guess I'll look up the rest right now since we're talking about it. I would like to know who's in it, please.
Oh, I thought you would have known since you brought up the article about it, like or the meme about it.
There's Austin Butler, Florence Pugh. I love Florence Pugh.
I don't know who that is, but his name sounds fun, I guess. I don't,
Florence Pugh, she's the chick from Midsommar.
Sure.
You've seen her stuff too. She also plays Black Widow's sister.
Okay.
She's been old.
I don't know who that is.
Christopher Walken. I didn't know he was in it.
Oh, Florence Pug. Gotcha. Why would you think I knew her from Midsommar? When have I ever watched Midsommar?
I don't know. I would have assumed you would have seen it.
Yeah, don't you remember? She was in Little Woman. Oh, of course.
I haven't seen that, but I've heard it's really good. Okay. Jason Momoa, Javier Bardem, Josh Brolin, Dave Bautista. This is a packed cast. Oh, my God. And a lot of them are very gorgeous.
It said she was in Dune Part 1, but who does she play in Part 1?
It says Princess Irulan?
Do they have pictures? I don't remember her being in Dune 1 or Part 1. Huh. Did she? I don't think she was in this. I don't believe this. Like, she may have been referenced, but I don't think she was actually in this. I don't remember seeing her ever.
Apparently, she advises her father about what's happening in Arrakis, but that's part two.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't remember seeing her, but maybe I'm just blind.
People also ask, is Dune a good movie? It says, while nowhere near the book on a lot of pages, was both actually a good film. He said it's not like the book, but it was good.
The ending was just a little surprising for the first part. Like, it just kind of ends.
You mean because it just stops, like, and you thought like, they'd be doing something? You're very like, abrupt. Oh, okay.
But hi.
Which desert was Dune filmed in?
Where we talk about Dune and stuff.
It was filmed in the Liwa Oasis in Abu Dhabi.
Okay, you know what? You said you never experienced like crazy traffic things like I do. Tell me why this morning. Driving behind this person, I'm on the side roads. I'm like, oh yeah, it's fine. We're doing great. Just driving, having a good time, right? He just turns all of a sudden, like just turns right.
Remember does not put a turn signal like, on. A couple seconds ago, you got to stay at the same volume. You cut out there.
Okay. So all of a sudden, he just like turns right. He just turns right without putting his turn signal on. And oh my God, I had to slam on my brakes. I didn't honk at him, but I was just like, oh my God, why doesn't this happen to Jordan?
What do you mean? We almost crashed the other day on the way back from IKEA.
Yeah, I know. But you always said like when I have crazy stories, like it rarely ever happens to you.
No, I was saying that every time that we're on the phone while you're driving, you have something crazy that happens like that. The me slamming the brakes that happens like maybe once every month to 2 months. Like it doesn't happen often.
I mean, I just drive during rush hour like every single day. So I feel like it's more likely to happen. You know?
I mean, so do I. But like listen, every day, I feel like something else is going on. Like, why are you tailgating people?
I'm not tailgating people.
Nah, you do it sometimes. I've seen it.
Okay, I don't think I tailgate people. Like, I always try to like keep it the distance I was told to.
Stuck at judging distances.
Well, if anybody out there that has been tailgated by me, I apologize. It's not personal.
Everybody knows what you drive.
I'm just fucking stupid, apparently.
Oh my gosh, would you shut up with that and just do the intro?
I already tried to do it. Okay, hello, welcome back to Mindless Battle.
You said welcome back. Did you see Dune 2 came out? Like that? Was that the intro?
Welcome back to Mindless Parental. I'm a Ripley. That's Jordan. You're back.
Is that your annoyed voice on?
No, I just, there's like something in my eye. Like there's like a little piece of makeup in my contact or something.
Yeah, it's probably your contact.
I had to like pluck out an eyelash after I put it in because it was like growing straight down into my eyeball. And I was like, oh my God. So annoying.
Did we talk about you getting contacts? Because it's funny to me.
I think we talked about it like last time, but I hadn't had the full pairs. I don't think I was wearing them when you recorded.
Oh, it was funny.
They're good now, but like they were blurry for a little bit, but now they're all fine.
They were probably blurry because you're trying to, it's so hard to put them in that you keep scratching the heck out of them.
Well, the left one, and then your eyes the left one went in completely fine. The right one, I struggled with more, and I kept re-wetting it too. Like I was like trying to listen to your advice, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you do that and just wash your hand off. I wouldn't use soap. That's crazy. That's how
I didn't
you get,
do it
like,
this time.
Burn in your eyes, like what a crazy person you were.
I tried all the little tricks you told me. So,
did it help?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Like the left one I got in after like three tries, I think.
Nice.
The right one took a little bit more time, but whatever.
So yesterday, I didn't talk about it yesterday. Like we went to go, I was buying a lottery ticket, right? Mm-hmm. So I go into the gas station and there's like four people in line for the register. And I'm like,
that's a long line for a gas strange. Station.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I was like, that's kind of weird. And so I start walking towards the back of the line and this dude comes out of the bathroom and he's walking towards the back of the line. And so he and I both get to the back of the line at the same time, right? Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, go ahead. You know, you get in line in front of me. He goes, oh, no. You were here first. It's obviously you have to go before me. And I was like, okay, I have to stand here in front of you. Like, I didn't know how it was obvious, but he was like, yeah, sure, whatever. But because we were in a gas station, not like, you know, a big place, mm-hmm. there was no room to stand like in front of each other. So we just had to stand like side by side. So now, because like we were up against the back wall, and I was like, "Well, I sure." So fun. Like I stood there, and he stood there next to me. So now we're standing in line like together almost. And he turns to me, and I don't know if he felt awkward because we were both like next to each other instead of in front of and behind one another. But what do you? He looks at me, and he just goes, "A lot of traffic today."
He's trying to make it less awkward.
Yeah, and I was like, uh-huh. I was like, yeah, I noticed that. And he goes, what kind of events are going on in town? I don't know. Dude. I was like, I don't know. And he goes, oh, okay. What about South by Southwest? Is that going on? I still don't know, sir.
I don't think I so, like, not yet.
You're right. I was like, I don't know. I don't know when it is. And he goes, okay, because I was coming in this morning and I saw a bunch of, like, he just started going and I was like, all right. He talked for like a good minute while we were just standing there before the line started moving about just how he was coming in for work this morning and he saw a bunch of traffic and he didn't know what was going on in town. So then he was having to do a bunch of extra like routes or take a bunch of extra like side roads to get to work. And how he just got off work, so he needed to stop and buy something from the gas station. And I was like, sir, it's like 2 p.m. What job do you have that you're stuck in morning traffic and off work at 2 p.m.? You know? I was like, I have more questions than anything, really.
Yeah. What an interaction. Reminds me of Postman guy.
And then, like, because we're still standing side by side, and we haven't really decided. Like, who's going first? Like, the line finally started moving, and I was like, oh, go ahead. I'm just buying a lottery ticket. And he goes, oh, no, I'm not buying anything. I just need to talk to the cashier about something. So you go ahead. And I was like, also strange. I will go ahead of you because I don't know how long that conversation is going to last. So I just, like, walked in front of him. And as I was, you know, buying the ticket, I was stopping to walk out, and he walks up to the cashier. And he says he starts over like he's an NPC. He just starts over and goes, a lot of traffic coming in this morning. I'm like, she works at a gas station, dude.
Sounds like me at work.
I was like, what are you talking to her about?
Like, sometimes when I'm working, I'll literally stop in the middle of a sentence and I'll be like, oh, wait, sorry, that was my NPC voice. I I didn't mean to say that. Like,
yeah, like he just started the conversation over. Like, I was like, man, were you just like practicing with me in line because you were nervous about talking to her or what? I don't know. But he was not buying anything. Like, he was just talking to her. I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to go then. I went back to the car and left.
I'm so glad that happened to you and not me.
Why?
I don't know what to do those situations. I usually just end up like awkwardly chuckling. But then people keep talking to me and I'm like, what part of me seems like I want to participate in this conversation right now? But maybe that's because I'm an asshole.
I mean, you're being more polite than I was. I literally was just like, I have no idea what's going on in town. I'm just buying a lottery ticket. And he's like, oh, okay. Well, I was coming in this morning and I was like, all right, man.
I guess it depends. Like, actually, when I'm out and about, you know, like sometimes a lot of old people will talk to me and I just kind of let them because I feel like they probably just need that social interaction, you know? Like, I imagine one day I'll be the old lady in the grocery store, like, can you help me find this?
Well, if it was some old guy, sure. Some old lady, sure. Like, you know, you need someone to talk to. But no, he was just like some middle-aged looking dude, like businessman in like a polo and jeans. I'm like, I don't know who you are, but okay.
Like, good for you, buddy.
Yeah.
All I've been able to think about this week, frankly, is Pal World.
Yeah, I know. Did we talk about, when was it? This was a long time ago, but we were in the store. I don't know if you were with me or if I was just there, but some lady came up to us. I think it was around 4th of July, like a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. It was like when I first moved here.
She's like, what's the difference between green onions and something else, right? And we were like,
chives, I think.
Chives, yeah. And we were like, oh, it's just different parts of the same thing. She's like, so this will work, this thing here? And she's holding up green onions. And we were like, yeah, that'll work. And she goes, oh, okay, good, thanks. And we were like, yeah, no problem. And then she just goes off on a tangent about about how she's going into she's got a 4th of July party coming up, so she's got to make baked potatoes because it's a potluck style thing. So she's got to bring a bunch of like food dishes and doesn't know. And we're like, okay. And she's like, yeah, I'm planning on making this many baked potatoes. Is that enough for like 20 people? I don't know. Well, if it's not, then I guess other people will bring stuff too. And we're like, okay, I'm just trying to get like garlic salt, but okay.
Oh my God. Sorry. So I got her off the counter, come back and I sit down. And then I look and she got up on the other side of the counter. Like, I'm not going to see her on that side.
It is not that important. Just let her be for now while we're recording. Like, get it.
So what are you saying?
No, I finished my story. It's we're done now with that.
I do think we've talked about that on the podcast before, though. I'm trying to remember what happened to me this past week, and I'm just like, what? But I do. Okay, so I figured out how to end my book. I think it's going to be controversial, though.
Yeah, for all the established fans, it'll be a big controversy.
I mean, it's going to be like, I don't know, non-traditional.
Whoa. Daring today, aren't we?
Listen, okay, but like, I have an idea of how to write it.
Yeah, like with a computer, you just type the letters and they appear on the screen. Yeah,
but you know, I finally know how to end it, so I should be able to finish it up here in the next week or two.
Next week or two? Oh my gosh! I don't understand why you sent me your book, and I was like, oh, awesome. Like, I'll review it, and I'll look at it, and you were like, yeah, that's just part of it, though. And I'm like, well, why would I want to read part of the book? I want to read the whole thing. Like, it doesn't...
Well, I want to know.
You want to know what? Are you going to change the whole story based off of what I say? She's disappeared once more. I don't know where she's gone. Maybe next time we'll record at a less busy hour of her day, I suppose.
I'm sorry. I know you said it wasn't important, but I have food on the counter. I'm like, leave it alone.
Why did you leave food up there? You know she jumps up there for food.
It had a lid on it, and then she fucking removed the lid.
No, if there's a lid on it and she can get it off, you clearly did not put the lid on correctly.
Okay, well, I put it in the microwave, so she's done.
I don't know why you keep, we've established this already. You leave food on the counter, she's going to jump up there. That's not... It's not an unknown event.
What was I talking about?
You have a book.
Yeah, so I'm finishing it. But I wanted to, like, know your take so, like, I could, I don't know, like.
Yeah, it's not going to change. Like, I'm not going to change your story. That's not the kind of feedback I'm giving. I'm giving, like, hey, this should probably say put, not out. Like, okay. That's what it is.
But look, I want to know, like, if you think it's good or if it's, like, enjoyable or if, like, you know, you're reading and you're like, oh, yeah, I want to read more type of thing.
Okay, but I would still like to do that to the whole book, not part of it, especially when it's, like, it skips through, like, some scenes.
I will finish it and send it to you then.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Pathetic, though.
Like, she is just meowing in the background. And I'm like, girl, I literally fed you wet food as soon as I got home. So, like, I don't know why you're acting like you're starving.
Okay.
Anything fun happened to you today?
Yeah, I got about 3 hours of sleep and then drove 4 hours and then worked for about 10 hours and now I'm here.
You take your snacks and stuff with you.
What's
put energy drinks in there for you?
Where do you expect me to put like 5 pounds of sunflower seeds just fucking in my back pocket? Like, where am I gonna put that?
Like, I got you chips and everything too.
Yeah, and I only eat like unhealthy things like that when I'm up there. Most of the time here I eat like healthy things and work out and, like, you know.
You and your healthiness. Ugh.
I know, it's so crazy going to like a gym.
I think I'm gonna make popcorn tonight. I'm actually really excited. Like I think I'm gonna play Power World and make popcorn and like put like ranch and cheddar seasoning on it. Oh my god, it's gonna be so good.
Okay. Yeah. What'd you have for dinner that you fed the cat, apparently?
My friend at work bought me Chipotle.
Yeah. And Chipotle like 2 days in a row then.
Yeah, you know, it's I've been craving it. Carbs, man, carbs. I swear to God, I had things to talk about, and now I'm just like...
Boy, we're going to record late, and you're going to make it a real short episode, huh? I mean, editing would be easy. I already got it cut out a few minutes, so you go for it.
Hey, did you see that scientists discovered what they think are city lights on another planet?
City lights? What?
Yeah, they're like trying to... It's in a small Earth-like planet, but they think it might be kind of like city lights. They just need to figure out, like, you know what it is.
So they see a source of light and need to figure out what it is, not they found city lights. I feel like discovering life that's civilized enough to have lighting and infrastructure would be more significant than, yeah, we found city lights. Not like, you know, rural lights.
Yeah, I thought it was funny because I keep seeing memes on TikTok about it. Like, somebody was like, NASA, why is our budget suddenly quadrupled? The U.S. government, well, lights indicate there's oil on that planet.
I laughed, but didn't unmute in time, and then it was like the whole connection, so the whole page froze, and I was like, well, I guess I'm laughing to myself. That's cool.
It just felt a little awkward for a second for the audience.
Yeah, whatever. So you know how you know what like the animal control like vehicles look like? It's like a truck and it's got like the metal like door cages on the side, right?
Yeah.
Well, I passed one this morning and I had to do a double take because there was a sticker on the side of the car, like a big magnet, you know, like an advertisement. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, it says animal control. It did not. Okay. It most definitely, like, I want you to try and guess. Guess what it said, like, on the side of this animal control truck. It also said animal control, like, on their actual door, like, door to the truck. But on one of the cages, guess what this giant magnet said?
Raptor control.
No, it was a giant magnet with a picture of two like adult stick figures and one stick figure person. And it said, keep children safe. Think about them first. And I was like, why is that on the side of animal control? Like, are you throwing kids in there?
A little concerned.
Yeah, like, keep children safe. I'm like, in the truck or like? Like, what do you mean? It was a children control truck. That's what I decided.
Child control. Honestly, some kids probably need that.
You're right. Be like, you're going to jail. Get in the truck and you just open it. There's like a little chihuahua. And you're like, what the what?
You know, I saw in San Antonio, there's an animal shelter that has like slanted cages. Like, you know, like when a parking lot is slanted, their cages are slanted so the dogs can't see each other, so they don't like freak out when they're like in a new environment. I thought that was pretty cool.
Slanted? Uh-huh. I don't know. Like, what? Why wouldn't you just put the metal between them so they can't see each other? You know, like a wall.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of shelters just have like chain link fencing, basically.
No, like fencing, yeah, sure, I can see that, but
but yeah, like they're just like,
but even if you if you slanted the chain link fence, you could still see through it. Like the dogs are not.
Yeah, your idea would work great, but like I just thought it was really cool. Like
you know what you do is you take it and you put a dog in one cage, and then you skip a cage, put a dog in that cage, and then in the middle cage you just put the kids,
children.
That way, yeah, that way they're all separated. You know, like the kids get lonely, you can play, you know, pick a dog.
Switching gears, is there a video game that you would want to like lose all of your memory of and like play again?
You just transition over to Skyrim, huh? Ooh. Real mysterious.
I was not thinking of Skyrim, actually.
Yeah, you were. You're always thinking of Skyrim. Don't lie.
I wasn't.
Don't lie to the people.
I was thinking of Stardew Valley.
Stardew Valley? That's a other...
Because they've added so much content since I first played it, and it's like, now I can never get myself to play it to experience the new content enough, you know? So I think if I didn't know everything, I would be much more inclined to, like, re-experience it.
Yeah, but you'd still choose the alcoholic to be in love with, so it's
fine. Listen!
Same thing.
No, I wouldn't.
You can't even say it confidently.
I also like Elliot.
Oh, thank goodness.
What's wrong with Elliot?
The pretentious dude?
He's a musician.
Oh, yay.
He's a musician. I can't remember. I've never done his thing before, but I like him. He lives in a little cabin on the sea.
Yeah, nobody pretentious lives in a cabin by the sea as a musician.
Okay, but what game would you play?
What game would I play? Let's see. Campaign wise, I don't know. I really liked the campaign for Titanfall 2. That one's a lot of fun. If I was going for like a whole series, I would probably go and go and redo all of the Gears of War series. That's really fun. I really like those.
God of War would be fun to re-experience.
Or if they actually do go through with the rumors and they remaster Assassin's Creed Black Flag, that I'd love to do that with like much better graphics and stuff, you know? I think that'd be excellent.
Have you started the Avatar live action?
No, I still haven't logged into Netflix. Like, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think it would work, remember? Because you said it might not because I'm like not in the same household or something.
Yeah, but remember it like popped up my mom's when we were here and I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that, but
I will say I like it. It's different for sure, but I think it's enjoyable. It's fun. The actors like are great. Like they really believe in their characters, you can tell. I just wish they did the costumes a little better. Like frankly, it looks like a cosplay. Even like Princess Yue looked way better in the movie, which is saying something. Because I mean, that movie was gorgeous. Everything else about it was terrible, but that movie looked really good. But this just looks like a bunch of people cosplaying. Oh, I think Jordan's internet dropped out because he suddenly just disappeared. Oh, there we go. Here you're back.
Did that fuck up something? Like it kicked me out and was like, we can't hear you anymore. I'm like, okay, bye.
Oh, I was like, maybe your internet went out. Oh, no. But yeah.
No, my microphone like fucked up and it couldn't hear me anymore. So I was like, okay. And then it kicked me out. I was like, all right, bye.
I forgot what I was talking about.
You were talking about Avatar as far as I remember.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I think it's worth watching. I think like you can't expect it to be exactly like the show, but I will say as far as like live action things go, it's pretty good. I'm excited to watch One Piece with you and see
How do they portray like the bending in it though? Like, is it good? Is it okay?
I think they could explain it a little bit more because like in the first episode, Aang air bends, but people think it just looks like cheesy air magic. Basically, they don't explain like what he's doing. I think most of it looks good, but for some reason they do a lot of like slow mo effects with the bending, and I think they could just do regular.
I hate that.
Until they get to like watching the Earth Kingdom, like Katara watches Bumi fight Aang and learns how to do like the sliding disc thing with ice, and that wasn't too slowed down, but I just think they could have made it a little bit more faster, a little more action packed, especially because they went for that like darker drama feel. So I think if they would have sped up some of the combat, that might have also helped. But it is funny, like the dude who plays Sokka is like 10 out of 10. Like he got the Sokka attitude, even sounds like him a little bit. But he's really funny. I like him a lot. I love the guy who plays Zuko. His voice is very similar to the original actor. I will say there's a few interesting choices they made. Like they have, what are their names? Ty Lee and Mei? What are their names?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are their names?
You just said that.
I
want
to make sure
mean?
That was correct.
You said, are they this and this? And I said, yes. And you went, what? What is it? I'm so confused. You just told me. What?
You said, yeah. Like in the way you normally do when you're like making fun of me a little bit. So I wanted to double check.
Wow. I'm glad you just have trust issues all around.
Listen, cool. I'm sorry. But they're just kind of there. They don't tell you who they are. They just kind of are like background characters with Azula. I know they mostly come into play more in the second season. Like, but
I feel like they're trying more for like a, hey, you should already know everything about Avatar going in, you know, instead of like trying to explain it to people like as their first experience.
So, I mean, they did keep them kind of younger, which I like. Some people were complaining like that the girls have kind of chubby faces, and it's like, how are you going to expect like these Filipino girls to not have like these young Filipino girls not to have a little bit chubby faces? Like Chelsea had chubby cheeks.
My actors and actresses to be starved before the filming start.
Yeah, no, they all need to look like supermodels with super high cheekbooms.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But no, like I think they
all with the like Inuit people that they are supposed to be for the water tribe. Please do not put on body weight to keep warm. Skinny, please. Thank you.
Yeah, it just so I feel like they all look like real people, and I really appreciate that, especially because it is aimed towards like kids in some ways, or story happening
they
to
look
kids.
Like real people.
I think it would have been weird if they made these like 14 to 17 year olds like star themselves and look like actress model people. But the girl who plays Katara, I don't know their names. I don't know any of the actors' names. I'm sorry, but I really like her. Like, before I watched it, some people called her like whiny and said that they don't feel like she's powerful.
Katara in general is whiny, like that's her.
Yeah, but I feel like she pulls off Katara very well. Like you can still see the journey she takes, and like when her hair falls down and she fully believes in herself as a bender, like she still hits all the big moments that Katara has. I haven't finished watching the final two episodes, but I really like where it's going. There is a lot more they could have done. I think they could have given it a little bit bigger of a budget, especially the costume department. But
yeah, I feel like they have 8 episodes that's supposed to cover all of book one. And it's just, I don't think that it's enough time, especially in live action.
I am so tired of these companies putting out 8 episode seasons, like especially for these incredibly epic books and stories and things. Like what happened? We don't have to do the old style, like 24 episode seasons, but like 12 to 15 for a story this size would be really great and allow you to have a lot more character development.
Yeah, but if you're looking at the budget too, like if they only had the budget for 8 episodes or 8 hours of like final product, then it's like, well, you take what you can get. Here's the major plot points and move on, you know?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. They won't get their 256% profit.
Yeah, that too.
You know, like. But, you know, I like it. I'll see where it goes. I think we'll have to see how season 2 goes, because I think if they take some feedback and improve upon things, it'll be really, really good. I think the live action One Piece will be a lot better, though.
I hate your microphone. Does this
suck? What? What's going on? Do I need a new one? Like, is something wrong with it?
I think so. Dude, it compensates. Like, it's trying to auto-compensate so much that, like, you're talking, and all of a sudden, it just goes really quietly. And then And then all of a sudden you're like yelling and I'm like, what the hell is happening? Like you get a little bit louder and it tries to overcorrect. And then I have to turn my volume down so that I don't get my eardrums blown out like every 2 or 3 seconds. Like I have one hand on the fucking like mute button so you don't hear background noise and the other hand on the volume so I don't get my eardrums burst.
Like, I'm really sorry. Like I think at the next microphone I'm getting, it's not going to be the Blue Yeti because they just have not worked out well for me. I just don't want to spend a ton of money on it.
I don't know. I mean, like, you get a decent one if we're going to keep doing the podcast for longer, but, like, still.
Well, your turn. I talked a lot, and my brain just went.
Your turn. I talked a lot. I'm sorry that you're participating in this episode.
I also started thinking
the ratio is even.
You should take vitamins.
Why should I take vitamins?
They just like make you feel better.
They make you feel better. Have you watched that episode of Futurama with the scammers? And they're like, yeah, I ordered some antidepressants. And he just puts some like fuzzy gummy like fungus in a bag. And he goes, here you go. It's for you. Your antidepressants are here. And she eats one and she goes, I feel a little better, I guess. That's what you remind me of. Like,
yeah, I do remember that actually. No, because like, you know, sometimes I get low on like vitamin D and iron and it's just crazy vitamin how much D, better
you go outside. What are you talking about?
I do go outside. I've been out in the sun a lot lately.
Iron? I mean, cook a steak. What are you doing?
That's why I got that steak the other day. Like,
yeah, but you're also telling me all this in lieu of like also eating vitamins now. Like,
yeah, so I got some vitamins and then I got some like hair, skin, and nails vitamins. So I look really good for our wedding.
I'm just having energy drinks because turns out there's a good amount of vitamins in there.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bunch of other stuff that's not great for you. But every time I have an energy drink, I get 250% of my daily B12. So, you know, can't be all bad.
B12 is really good for you, isn't it? Is it water soluble? I don't know.
I'm getting a lot of it.
As long as it's a water soluble vitamin, it's fine.
I'm getting like 60% sodium, 250% B12, a bunch of B6s in there. There's some vitamin D in there too, because you know you got to get the like the fruity ones. You can't just get like the stock random.
Per serving or per can?
The can is one serving, so yes.
I mean, sometimes I think a can is a serving, and then I check, and it's like, this can is 2 serving sizes. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's because you're getting some stuff that's not good for you. Yeah. But almost every energy drink is like 1 can serving.
Well, you learn something new every day.
Plus, that's how I get like my 300 milligrams of caffeine in the morning. So, you know, perfect.
How many milligrams?
300.
That's a lot of caffeine. I know, it's not a lot
compared to what you ingest.
But I mean, I probably do have more, frankly. Sometimes I have like 8 shots of blonde espresso at work.
Look, I don't know who this Frank guy is, but I'm going to need you to stop referring to him when we're talking.
Oh my gosh. Listen.
You've been doing it a lot lately. I don't know if you've noticed, but like over the past probably month or so, you've been using the word frankly a lot.
I don't know. Sometimes I do that. Like I'll cling on to one word and then that's how I talk about everything. I don't know.
I'm aware. One that you have never given up is the word listen, followed by just long silence.
You know me so well.
I do. Like, frankly, it's pretty good on my part. You just gotta listen, you know.
So, will you help me pick out a new microphone? Because I clearly don't know what to look for in one.
No, you just gotta listen, frankly.
Frankly, you need to listen.
Yeah, I am. I'm listening to the reloads, and then I'm listening to my eardrum get blown out.
I am trying my best to maintain volume, but it's so hard. Maybe I just need like a pop filter.
Is it? Is it hard to maintain volume? Like speaking.
And my microphone's only like 4 years old. That's not very old, is it?
Pretty old. That's pretty old in like the world of technology. Like 4 generations ago of microphone.
My computer's going on like 8 years, I think. It's like 7 or 8.
Yeah, it is. Mine's like 2, but I mean, it's only been on half the time, so it's really only 1.
Yeah, I think my next goals after the wedding are to save up for a house and a PC.
Yeah, how's it? Yeah, those are equal in value, really. It's That's it.
Well, if I'm a rich, successful author, hopefully I can do both.
That is true. I'm looking forward to that. I want to save up for a tattoo for my left arm. I'm debating if I want something like smaller, like the size that I have in my right arm, or if I want to go and try and do like a half sleeve or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I think you would look great with more tattoos. I love a tattoo.
Yeah, I know. Every time we bring it up, you're like, I need one. I'm like, no, you don't. You're like, but they look so good. I'm like, okay.
I do really want another, like, I want one of those lady head tattoos that the girl who did this one.
I feel like that's just, like, you already have such a nice face. I don't need to stare at another face on your thigh. Really? Like, you know? Like, like, I'm all about, like, little symbols or whatnot, or, like Medusa head, but, like, a full-on, like, face of Medusa. I'm like, I just don't see it for me.
What did you think I was going to get when I said I want a Medusa head? Just, like, the outline of her face?
I don't know. And then, well, that's what I was saying. You're like, yeah, I want Medusa. And I was like, cool, it's like a lady with snake face. And then you show me the pictures, and you're like, yeah, like this. I'm like, that's just an entire woman's face on your thigh. Like, that's just your whole thigh now.
And I also want the alien from the Alien series. That creep you out?
Why?
Because I think they're
where?
Cool. I don't know.
Where would it go? You know this genocidal monster that's trying to kill everything so it can survive? Yeah, I'm going to put it right here so you get to look at it. Oh, okay. It loves and friendly with everybody. I remember now.
I mean, I don't think it's eradicated an entire species or anything like that.
It would try to. What do you mean?
I mean, yes, so do humans.
That's how they found it. That's what do you mean? They go to a planet. The whole planet is taken over by them. Remember? They find like a crash ship. There's no other life except for the aliens. That planet didn't have
any other life on it. Oh, wait. No, there was a different movie that happened. That. Okay. Well, listen, yep. Mm-hmm. Mother go Trucker.
On. Yeah. See how it's like one of your favorite movies, but now I'm educating you on it. Crazy.
It's just been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a minute since I looked at my favorite things, too, but I could probably still tell you about them.
Okay, this is why I rewatch things a lot. I rewatch my favorite series once a year because my memory is shite, okay? I'm doing the best I can. I'm just a girl.
I just never personally saw the appeal of getting a face, like, tattooed on you. Like, artwork, yeah, but, like, I don't know. Like, why a face? Is it someone meaningful to you? Like, is it just, what's with the face?
I just think they're pretty.
I think you're pretty. That's why you have such a pretty face. Yeah, I don't need a second pretty face, but like, oh, you're staring at her instead of me. Like, yeah.
I'd also get like a sword tattoo. I really like swords.
A sword tattoo? What sword tattoo?
Oh, like maybe I could get a tattoo of like our swords on my back or something.
The tattoo of our swords?
Yeah, you know, like running down my spine.
What, your whole spine is just a sword now? What do you mean?
That would probably hurt a lot. I don't know if I could do that.
Yes, it would.
I want to get a sun tattoo on my other arm, but like on the bottom part. So it's like opposite. No,
you've pretty much just given up on getting a tattoo that matches with me.
I want to get a matching tattoo with you. What would you want to get?
Mm-mm. Every time you talk about tattoos, you talk about matching with all your other friends.
I would love to get a matching tattoo with you. I just didn't think you'd really be into it.
Since when? I asked you what design you wanted, and you were like, what about this? And I'm like, no, I don't want a Medusa head that matches yours. Like, why? You've never come up with, like, a decent, like, idea for us to both have, though, you know?
I mean, like, we don't have, like, a similar favorite video game unless we want to get, like, our Stardew Valley things tattooed us or something.
What do you mean a similar favorite video game? Yeah, none of the video games that I like have swords in them. None of the video games that you like have anything in them that have anything to do with any other video game. All video games are unique, and they do not copy each other in any way, shape, or form.
Well, what would you want to get?
Nah, it's too late now.
No.
We've given up on that dream, apparently.
No, let's do it.
Yeah.
I just don't know what we would go with.
I don't know either, but you just never bring it up anymore, so I figured you gave up on it and didn't want to do it anymore.
No, of course I want to do it. I wouldn't want something that's like player one and player two, though, because like I feel like everybody does that.
Why would I get something that says player one on it?
Well, you got that keychain.
A keychain and a tattoo. That's what we're going to compare right now, huh?
Okay.
They're practically the same thing.
Well, I'll need to look at ideas, though, because I don't know. There's a lot we could choose from. I think maybe, matching Skyrim swords or something. I don't know if you want a Skyrim tattoo.
But matching Skyrim swords.
You think about it. I'll think about it. We'll get back together and be like, okay, let's come up with something.
Yeah. We'll figure out something. Did you figure it out yet?
No, it's been 2 seconds.
Well, sometimes you are quick on your feet, and you gotta check every once in a while, see if you've got any hot takes on things, Just a little silent. Are we playing Minecraft now?
I was just about to say, call me a Minecraft villager. We could get matching Pokemon or our favorite Pokemon or something.
I do not have a favorite Pokemon, and I'm not getting one tattooed on me.
Our favorite pals?
Nope, don't like Pal World enough to get it tattooed on me.
You get matching Stardew Valley stars.
What do you mean Stardew Valley stars? What is that?
Star fruits?
Star fruits?
When you eat them and it reminds you of your favorite thing?
Okay. What does that mean, though?
A cute little anime star.
A cute little star.
Listen, it's not easy to come up with a tattoo idea on the fly. That's why it took so long between mine.
Took so long between yours. Your first one was just like, I love this quote. And then your second one was just like, I love this video game. And then your third one was just like, I love this other person that has this tattoo.
Well, I also just really like the sun and the moon. So I was like, I think that's cute. I've always wanted a sun tattoo.
A sun tattoo?
Ooh, you could get my astrological star, constellation sign, and I could get yours.
What is that?
The sign for Leo and the sign for Libra.
Okay, I know that part, dear. What does it look like? I don't know.
Let me find a good image.
A good image, girl. You don't know what they look like. You're just bouncing ideas.
No, it's easier to just send you a picture. So this is.
I'd like you to describe it, seeing as how the podcast can't look at a picture.
How
on
do
your
I
phone.
Describe a constellation?
Just describe what it looks like.
Kind of looks like an origami crane, I guess.
An origami crane.
Yeah, I don't know how else to explain it. Okay.
It's designed after animals already, right? Leo, it's a I'm pretty sure they look up and go, Leo, the origami crane. Of course.
Well, and then this is yours. You're a Libra.
The Libra? Dude, this is just a triangle with feet. That's all that is.
Dude, a paper crane and a triangle with feet.
Yeah, that's what we're going off of. I mean, at least yours kind of looks like it could be an animal-ish.
What is Libra supposed
just
to be?
Just a triangle with its feet.
What is Libra?
I don't know.
It's a scale.
Libra, yeah, Libra is the scales, isn't it?
Yeah, you're supposed to be really balanced. So that does not look like a scale to me. Who looked up in the sky at night and was like, oh yes, that's a scale.
Look, they had imaginations and then they had poverty, all right? That's what they got.
That's one I don't know why the person grandmother.
I don't know. that one was like, it's a lion. Why don't we ever eat lions? And they're like, do you see the scales over there? They're not tipped in our favor.
I feel like depending on how far back it would be, they'd be like, what the fuck is a lion? So when I watched Prey, latest Predator movie.
The one with the Native American people?
Yeah, so they see a mountain lion. Yeah, I remember that. And they just call it a lion. And it really struck me. I was like, yeah, they would have no fucking clue what an African lion looked like. They would just call it a lion. Like, I don't know why, but that was just like, wow.
Somehow I don't believe that they actually called them lions, but I mean, I'll accept it for movie sake, you know?
Now I gotta look it up.
What did Native Americans call lions? I don't know what the word is, but I definitely know it doesn't translate lion. Like,
They are also known as cougars, pumas, panthers, or catamounts.
Yeah, I know those words. Are those Native American words?
Native American. Well, I can't remember what tribe they were in the movie.
That's fine. They just pick one.
Well, I want it to be the correct language. Oh, they speak Comanche. Okay. Because I was like, Navajo is not correct.
Navajo is
not correct. I was like, I know for a fact.
let's see. Symbolize, no. No. Lionheart, no. I'm not finding it really. A big cat, panthera.
Yeah, there is, it says there is no word, so like.
All right, well.
So maybe they had, like, they called it something completely different.
Yeah, they probably just called it Big Furry Danger. Like, I don't.
I need a Native American Comanche to tell me what the words are. Did you know you can learn Native American languages on Duolingo?
You can, you're so surprised at the amount of different languages that are on there. They're trying to put all the languages on there.
I just think it's a so language cool. Language app. Like, you can learn fake languages, you can learn real languages. Like they also have like Game of Thrones languages on there and stuff like that. Like, I just think that's so cool. I love learning.
Yeah, they're trying to get nerds to pay for their product, so they put fake languages on there. Not even fake languages anymore. Like, if it's a real, like, spoken language, even in a fictional, like, reality, it's still a real language.
That is true. You know? I follow the Conlang subreddit, where people just, like, create their own languages. I've wanted to do that for a book, but, like, it seems really complicated to me.
It seems like a lot to keep track of, and, like, I personally, if I was reading a book and they were like, here's the language of the book, I'd be like, I'm not going to learn a new language just to read a book, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, a word here or there, sure. Like, if it translates it for you or like something like that. But otherwise, I'm not going to learn a language just to read one book and then have all that knowledge for no other reason, you know?
I kind of want to do it, but I don't know. We'll see. I don't want to make my book take any longer than it already has.
I don't know, you what, got till the end of this month, and then we got a month to refine it, and then we publish in May, so.
So much is happening.
So much. There's only like two things. Two things are happening.
I had a nightmare about our honeymoon yesterday.
Why, like the ship's going down or what?
No, I had a dream that like everything went wrong and that it was really lame and something like happened.
It was really lame. And thanks. That's what I strive for.
I don't think it's going to be, but like, I think I'm just stressed out because I've been having a lot of stress dreams.
You are very stressed out. And like, some things, sure, but like 90% of the wedding is already like done and taken care of. We just need to pay for a few more things and then get some decorations.
Yeah,
but we have
centerpieces.
2 months to do it, you know?
Yeah, we do. So, whoop whoop. We got a rehearsal planned.
I did see that, yeah. Why did you move it from like 4 o'clock to 3 o'clock? Like, what was the importance there?
I was just thinking how awful traffic is going to be around that time because the drive there is kind of rough with construction.
We're already going to be down there, though. We're staying with family.
Oh, yeah. Listen, sometimes I don't think so smart.
Okay. Like, I'm not going to be in the apartment for several days before the wedding.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to make sure the cats are okay. And then obviously we're not supposed to stay together the night before, so.
I'm tracking that as well, yeah.
I am very excited, though.
To leave your cats behind? You horrible mother.
I got a pet sitter, too.
For which, though?
For the honeymoon.
Yeah, I'm talking about the wedding itself, though, since we're not going to be there for like 2 or 3 days.
I mean, just like two, right?
I don't know. What do you mean just like two? Because we're getting married on the 13th. But that means the 11th and 12th, we're definitely not going to be there. So we're probably leaving the morning of the 11th. And we're not coming back the 12th. And the 13th is the wedding. And we're not coming back the next day. So we won't be back till the 15th. Well, so that's like
I'm probably 3 to 4 days. I'll probably be staying in the apartment on the 12th, the night of the 12th.
What? You said you were staying with your bridesmaids at one of their places.
No, I said I didn't know what their plans were for, like, where they're staying yet.
Oh, my gosh, woman. Why? Well, then why don't you? That's the whole reason we... Oh, my gosh. How come you never tell me updates
like
this?
I did tell you that.
You did not tell me that.
I told you I didn't know what was going on with where they're staying.
No, you told me that you didn't know where they were staying, but that you'd be staying with them that night. That's what you told me.
Yeah, I mean, I figured I would just stay
here. Not at all the same.
I would kind of like to be here.
Why would you drive all the way back, though? On the night before and then drive all the way back again the morning of? That's so much extra work and stress for you, babe.
Well, I'll figure it out. I'll find somewhere to stay.
That's why it's... All right. I don't know why you didn't just tell me you wanted to stay with... Oh, now I know why you're stressed, because you don't actually have a plan, even though we made a plan like a month ago.
Okay, yeah, maybe we should like button that up.
Maybe you should. I knew where I was going to be the whole week of the wedding. I know when all the decorations are going to be done. I know where everything's going to be. I know where we're all arriving. I know where everyone's staying. I know what I'm doing the week before the wedding. Like, I know all these things because I planned it ahead of time. Well, I thought you did too.
Let's talk about that later. Is that it for the podcast tonight?
What's up?
Is that it for our podcast tonight?
Are you out of stories? We've only been going for like 45 minutes.
Yeah, I'm out of stories. Are you out of stories? If you have more stories, please tell me.
Yeah, I'm out of stories. I give up.
I mean, I could talk about Bridgerton because I've finished the Bridgerton series.
I don't care what you talk about. Like, you can talk about whatever you want.
Because, I mean...
Every week, it's just the same of like, we've gone long enough. I don't want to talk anymore. And we're like, all right, cool. Let's talk to you next week.
I hope I entertain our audience as much as I entertain you.
Entertain nothing. You're just like, you pick up the slack now. I'll deal with it. And I'm like, oh, awesome. Thanks.
I will say the 8th Bridgerton book was the best one. But it pissed me off. Thank
goodness. They had to make 7 before they got it right, huh?
Well, like there's 8 Bridgerton children. So there's 8 books.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, good description. You heard it here. There's 8 of them. I don't know what else you need to know about the books. The 8th one is about
Gregory, the youngest Bridgerton, or no, the second to youngest Bridgerton. I liked his story because, like there were a few times where you genuinely didn't know if he was going to get the girl. Like she legitimately marries somebody else, like in the last like 4th of the book. And I was like, what's happening? Oh, my God. Like, I'm going to be really pissed. Like,
is that what you were like screaming at your book about the other day? Like, we were planning to go out and like go shopping and like do some errands and spend time together. And I was like, you ready to go? And you're like, no, she married somebody else. I'm like, what does that mean? I'm trying to go to IKEA. I don't.
I mean, it was so like romance novels have to have a happy ending. And with it that close to the end of the book.
Not all right. There's no requirement for that. In fact, if I was reading a book about two people that were like courting the whole time and then one of them just like married somebody else, I'd be upset, but I wouldn't be like, it's not supposed to happen this way. Oh, my whole life is ruined.
That's the like, whole point of a romance novel. Like they have happened.
Yeah, sure. You don't read it for the smut in the romance.
If you have,
does that discount the romance that happened though? Like you're just gonna be like, oh, well, they had so much good chemistry and romance. I hate the whole book now.
Yes, because they're in love, and then the reason they couldn't be together was stupid.
Yeah, you know they're in love. What if they never say they're in love?
They both said they were in love multiple times.
I'm not talking about this book. I'm just talking about in general. I think there is no requirement. And even if two people are in love, sometimes you don't get to marry for love because that's the world of Bridgerton. That's what it is.
That's the whole point of Bridgerton is like that even though it's the times, they marry for love.
Well, thank
goodness. We're marrying for love. The
family. Yeah, but I don't have some social obligation to a fucking duchess or something. Like it's
Well, you know what I mean? That is true.
You need to take care of your family. I do not. That's not how this works anymore. They're not just like, you are the head of the household now. It's not.
If anything, Chipmunk's the head of my household.
Plus, I don't know if you saw in the first season that we were watching, in several of those episodes, there are very old men who are still looking for wives because they never found love. So I would argue that a majority of that universe does not marry for love. They just happen to need to get
married.
No, I think
the majority of those men's wives have died.
Either way, they're not looking for love now. They're looking for more baby makers, all right?
That scene in the show where the guy inspects Marina's teeth. They have a similar scene in the book where they're like, he inspects her like a broodmare. And I was just like, Jesus Christ, I could not imagine. Yeah, no, I would not.
Nikki, all right, we're done with that. Yeah, that's what you're romanticizing right now is those times. But she married for love. Yeah, and the 10 girls next to her got married for their ability to have kids.
That's the whole point of these stories is to give women agency, and it's their choice, and they fall in love, and they get to be with them.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. For every one person that's fallen in love and getting married for love in these books, there's 10 next to them that are getting married to save their household and have kids. It's not a shining example. It's just a shining exception to the policy. That's what it is.
Yes, I would like to
imagine
a world where people can do what they want.
We've highlighted some one good thing, so you better overlook all the terrible things that the kingdom's doing. And
I'm not saying overlook everything else. It's just take a piece of history and twist it a little bit to make it less shitty.
You're right. You would rather live in that falsehood of we're all happily in love instead of sometimes you got to give up the woman you love because that's the world we live in.
It's just a novel. I get enough of the real world in the real world. In my books, I want to be not depressed all the time. Yeah.
Not depressed all the time. You were really happy the first three quarters of the book, though. Why is that happiness suddenly non-existent because the end of the book wasn't to your fantasy?
I didn't mean for this to be all philosophical. I just like a good romance story.
I like a good romance story too. I'm not saying that it couldn't happen. I'm just saying why are we devoting the whole book's worth based on how it ends instead of the story along the way as well?
I guess that is true. Yeah.
You know, they didn't get married, but the romance part of it was great. They had great scenes. They had great chemistry. Yeah, she married somebody else because the queen said so. But
but there's nobody wanted.
I wanted instant gratification and I want it now. You better
That'd
give
make
me
a great
book.
T-shirt.
It probably is a T-shirt.
What's not these days? Okay, no, I got a headache and I'm out of things to say.
Well, that's good. I was ready for your Bridgerton speech to end. You were droning on there towards the end of it.
Oh my gosh. You told me to talk.
I know. That's exactly what I thought too, but
okay, do the outro.
Just had to talk about the British people.
Do the outro.
You do it. I did the intro.
I did the intro.
You have no proof.
I do. It's recorded.
That's not proof. You can pull it up right now. Go ahead.
As soon as we stop this and it saves, I will.
All right, do the outro so we can stop.
Oh my God, I hate you. Well, we hope you enjoyed this mess. I'm Ripley. That's Jordan. You've been listening to Mindless Prattle. If you enjoyed listening to us prattle on about all the things that we talked about, you should follow, or subscribe us, depending on which platform you are listening to. What else am I supposed to say for this section? I always forget.
And remember, if you are falling in love, it's about the journey. Even if she ends up with some other guy and you have to kill them both. It's
don't say
gonna
that.
Be all
some
right.
People do that.
Yeah, it's called reality.
Oh my gosh. Don't kill people.
I didn't say to kill people. I'm just saying you should enjoy the journey too. That's the message here. Enjoy the journey all the way up until you got to buy some bullets. But
oh my God.
You know.
Don't do that.
Okay, all the way up until you got to steal some bullets there. You know, that way they can't trace it to you.
Okay.
Just remember to wear gloves.
Good night from Mindless Prattle.
Pull fingerprints off the bullets.
We're done talking now. Don't listen to him. All right. Bye.